There's nothing really new about electric vehicles. Take this newsreel from the 1960s.
A special kind of automobile show in the Senate garage on Capitol Hill. They all look like conventional cars, but they have one major difference. Their power supply is electric.
Actually, the first electric cars date from the 1800s.
Smooth, silent, economical, with no gasoline fumes from the exhaust, the electric automobile will help in the battle against air pollution in the cities. The batteries are rechargeable overnight. So, maybe there's an Edison in your future.
Proponents of electric vehicles, or EVs, still tout the same benefits. But despite their long history, EVs have yet to become mainstream. Some industry analysts think that is about to change. With most major automakers now offering some form of EV or hybrid, we may be nearing a sea change. But how do you know if an EV is right for you? Sonia Carey lives in Sebastopol and drives a Nissan Leaf. After installing double-paned windows in her house and purchasing solar panels, Carey and her partner were looking for new ways to reduce their carbon footprint.
We were in need of another car and started looking at electric cars. We had already purchased a 2005 Prius and experienced what it was like to get 45 miles per gallon, and we wanted to do a little better than that. And it turned out that the Nissan Leaf was a good option for us. It's been a really practical car.
And show me how you charge it.
Sure. The charging station is here in my driveway, and it's basically a 220 or 240 volt charging station with a special plug. So I'm taking the plug out of the car, and it goes into the port in the front of the car. Each evening when one of us comes home, we just push the plug in here, and you'll hear a little click.
With her solar panels earning credit from PG&E, Carrie says keeping her car charged is cheap.
There are no operating costs for a car at all.
Carrie is also part of the group Transition Sebastopol, a network of people working to promote environmentally friendly living. That's why the group is organizing an EV expo.
And we're going to have real owners to talk to people and answer any questions they have about what it's like to drive the variety of electric vehicles that are being kind of driven around in the West County right now.
This won't be a typical auto show. There'll be no dealers on hand offering sales pitches. It's meant to connect people who think they might like to drive an electric vehicle with those who already do.
The electric technology is still a little bit foreign to people, and people usually have quite a few questions. A lot of those questions could be answered by salespeople, but it's always nice to speak with a neighbor. And we have about 20 cars or so coming. We have a Honda Fit EV, a Mitsubishi i.
And there will be some unusual sights on hand.
We'll have a 1925 Ford-ton truck that is powered by solar panels. We'll have a couple of other do-it-yourself type projects.
A lack of charging infrastructure and a relatively short range are common concerns that keep some consumers away from electric vehicles. How inconvenient are these factors, really? For Carrie and her partner, it's minor.
We've been using it as a primary car for the last year and a half. We've put about 16,000 miles on it without buying any gas.
Join her for the Electric Vehicle Expo, and she'll be happy to tell you about it. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.